Hello?
Hello, is this Cindy speaking?
Yes.
Hi, Cindy. This is Sheldon Benjamin here from Notebook Writing. You just found a talk with Daniel Garcia, right?
Yes.
Yes, he told you I would be calling. How are you?
I am good.
That's great to hear. Well, I just sent you an email. It's just a plain welcome email. Can you see if you received it?
And could you say that again? I'm sorry.
I sent you an email. Can you confirm that you have received the email?
I am looking right now. Sorry, I have to go all the way. Yes.
Perfect. So there's a form attached in that email. Kindly fill up that form and send it back to me whenever possible, okay? So we can move on with the publishing of the book.
Okay.
Yeah, while we're on the topic, tell me about the book. What's it about?
It is about, it ends up being about eight people, I believe. They're paired together in a way. There is a prelude to it,
mm-hmm.
which introduces the storyline,
mm-hmm.
the main storyline. And that has to be in the front in order for it to make sense to the reader.
Okay.
It is about, it's a murder mystery, but there's just all kinds of twists and turns in it.
Oh.
Main characters are two women who became friends before one of them joined the police, you know, law enforcement,
uh-huh.
and the other one became a paralegal.
Oh.
And they're just doing rounds together because they decided, authorities decided to do a, now this is fictional,
mm-hmm.
but they decided to do a test program about putting the order side with the law enforcement side to see if they could cut down on, you know, errors in convictions so that the police could get their job done and the
Mm-hmm.
legal part in the courts could get their part done better.
Oh, interesting.
And what happens is the paralegal knows the two people that are involved in the murder. The murderer is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is kind of a really big villainess, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
There is some paranormal activity in it.
Okay.
Because she uses that. She is a gold digger.
Oh.
The villainess.
Okay.
She doesn't want to work, and the guy she's married to and with for a while, for many years,
mm-hmm.
He was so smitten by her, he couldn't leave her alone and talked her into marrying him so that, and he would pay her way through life for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up not wanting to really be with him. So she has all these other extramarital affairs until she actually divorces him because she's
uh-huh.
runs off with one of the guys she meets who has more money and better looking and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And ends up having to go back, keeps going back to him, keeps having to because these guys find out about her MO. And finally, the last one she gets, he is a bar and grill owner, and she ends up murdering him.
Oh.
I mean, that's the first murder.
Mm-hmm.
And she does, the second murder is the guy who was so attached to her, he couldn't let her go.
Oh.
So she ends up murdering him as well. And then someone ends up murdering her. And that's the murder. No one knows who did it until the very, very end.
That's the big twist. Somebody murders her.
Yes.
Nice.
And during all this, all the incriminating evidence gets lost or corrupted, so can't be used.
Oh.
And the law firm that's handling the case for the state,
mm-hmm.
you know, they end up being the paralegal's law firm.
Okay.
Is what ends up being the only person they could prosecute. Ends up being his attorney.
Ooh.
So, because, you know, there's a lot of side stories going on because it's the background lives of the people,
yeah.
the characters.
That's really
I
important.
Like doing
any,
that.
Yeah, it's very important, any book, that there's some background story to each character so you can, you know, get an idea of how the character works and what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very nice, very nice. By the way, one important thing I had to ask is since you're just here to publish the book, is the formatting done, the book cover and everything is made, right?
Well, the previous one, yes. I'm thinking about maybe the, yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe a fresh new cover.
Okay.
Would help it sell a little better.
Okay.
I mean, the first version. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right now, what I want you to do is, when you reply me with the filled form, send me the manuscript. Okay. Send me the book cover. And are the acknowledgments and dedication in that book done?
All right. And how do I do that?
Just mail me back. It's no problem. If you do have a soft copy of the book?
I have it on my desktop, on my laptop.
Okay. So, and the book cover is also there, right?
Yeah. That I couldn't figure out how to get it on there.
Okay, no problem. When you published the book, did you get like a? Did you make a hard copy as well, or did you just generally publish it online, like an ebook?
Well, I did hard copies as well.
You did hard copies as well. So, what's your plan
yes.
for this one? Are you gonna get it printed?
I would. Well, I'd kind of like to stick with the
ebook.
Ebooks and hardcover. You know, I want
yeah.
them to have a choice because a lot of people
mm-hmm.
who gave me opinions on the first
mm-hmm.
were really saying that they kind of like to go into the bookstore sometimes
yeah,
or
yeah.
order it online and have
True.
It delivered.
True. Okay. Just take a normal picture of the old book cover that you had, okay, from your phone or... forward that to me by email. So when you reply with the form, I need the manuscript and the cover so we can see what we can do, okay?
Okay. I really am going to have a little bit of trouble doing that because I'm. It takes me hours to figure out how
okay,
to get it from
no
my
problem.
Phone to the
no problem. Take your time.
Computer. Okay.
Wait, do you have, okay, how about this, is there still a link on Amazon for your old book, or is it removed?
Oh, yes, yep, mm-hmm. just go on Kindle, and it says you can either key in the author's name or the book, and it'll pull it up for you because it is still online.
Let me see. I'm on Amazon. Do you have an author name or?
No, I just have. I'm using my regular name. See, when I first had it published by a self-publishing company called Author House, they did nothing other than publish it.
Okay.
I had to make sure everything was correct on it. And the, you know, the grammar, everything, punctuation.
Okay. So is the proofreading for this current book done, or?
Yes, because I worked very. It took me a year to revise that thing because my ex-partner's business decided to try to steal a book and all of the royalties for it. So I had to, you know, dismantle our business and everything.
Oh.
Well, one of them was very, very extremely ruthless. She already had a bank account set up to take in the royalties and make me, you know, so I couldn't touch it.
Ah.
I would never have gotten any money
for
my
so
work.
Wrong. That's so wrong.
Yeah, I think there was some. Kind of seriously wrong with her. I really do. When I think back on it, but I mean, that was 14 years ago, so. Anyway, I don't remember what I was talking about.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so the name of the book? What is the name of the book so I can find it?
The Sins to Bear, B-E-A-R.
Into B-A-R. Is that correct?
S-I-N-S, To Bear,
okay.
Yes, be sure to put the in there.
Okay, The Sins to Bear. Got it. I think, I assume, you got it off Amazon, right?
Yes. I went into Amazon Kindle because it was free to publish at that time. This was last year. Or the year 2020, it could have been 2020.
Can I just call you back in just 5 minutes? Will that be okay?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry if something just come up. I'll call you back in just 5 minutes, okay?
No worries.
Okay, thank you. See you
okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.